Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Chaf Ches 28. The Binyan Kilayim 4 weeks Baruch Hashem 28th daf, and we are on the top of Chaf Ches and Aleph. We're talking about Mukshe. Mukshe is a type of growth that has very long and intertwining vines, and we just said that Mukshe requires more distance between it and other things than other items that are growing. So Muksha Atzmo, we're on the second line. Muksha Atzmo, Mo Sheyatzil Barosha Govel. Right? We learned that between Muksha and Yerakos, one needs 12 amos. That's what we said at the end of yesterday's daf. And between Muksha and Muksha, right, the Marafolda quotes this from later on also, Daf Lamed Aleph, between Muksha and Muksha, one needs 8 amos. That's a machlokas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, one needs 8 amos. According to Chizkiyah, we'll see more. But between Muksha and Yerakos, needs 12 amos. Between Muksha and Muksha is 8 amos. The question is, between Muksha and Muksha, can a raised border separate? Like we said yesterday, when we asked, can between Yerik and Muksha, could a raised border help? And we said no. So what about between Muksha itself? Between Muksha and Muksha, can a raised border help? So the Gemara is going to say, well, let's see. Ma im Zeraim b'Zeraim. If between Zeraim and Zeraim, meaning between two and Tfua, Sheheni Tzolan be'Asar Amos u'Mechza, like we said earlier, you need a base rova in between 10.2 Amos. Eini Nitzolan between Tfua and Tfua, where you need 10 amos in between, it does not help. Barosh hagot, barosh inisol, barosh hagovel, mukshe, shu nitzol bishmona amos, lakoshik, it's a surely mukshe, which only needs 8 amos in between, surely it shouldn't help. Somewhere it says, wait a minute, that's not a kavachomer, that's the opposite. Amreb yudin avuid dramasti, vehein hu kolshikain. But it should be a kolshikain according to that shita. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who we just explained, holds that you only need 8 amos between Moksha and Moksha, so it's more makel than Tfu and Tfua. So it might work if it doesn't work for Tfu and Tfua, because that requires 10 amos plus in between, but maybe it would work for between Moksha and Moksha, which only requires 8 amos in between. So Gemara says, you're right. There is no answer. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that between Muksha and Muksha only requires 8 amos, we're not sure. Maybe a govel, maybe a raised perimeter, a raised rim would work. Elahachinu, but the question that we still have a question with is according to the other shita, Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah, who requires more than between Muksha and Muksha. Elahachinu, umayim zram bizram. If between grains, shenit solen be'esram u'mechsa, that requires the base rov in between, that requires 10 amos in between, einanit solen berosha govel, the raised rim does not help. Muksha shu nitzol b'shtemesrei, nitzol, according to Chizkiyah, that between Muksha and Muksha, you need 12 amos in between, which is more chamur than a lakol shekein. Surely a govel shouldn't help. So the Gemara does not answer the question. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it would. According to Chizkiyah, we don't know. But that machlokus is going to come up, Ed Hashem, in a couple of days on Daf Lamed Aleph. Good. So that finishes up the raised rim discussion, and now we get into a comment of the next Mishnah, which helps us understand the previous Mishnah. So remember, the previous Mishnah was the first Mishnah in the Perek, Perek Aruga, on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said that if you have a Aruga of 6x6 Tefachim, you could plant 5 in between, and if you have a rim around it, a Gvul Gavoa Tefach, then you have more. So we said already this Mishnah outside, but now we're going to see it. That aruga, that allowance to plant so many things close to each other, does not apply to all growths. Kol min zroim ein zorin ba'aruga. V'chol min yirakos zorin ba'aruga. Only yirakos. Only was defined as a yerek is allowed to be planted ba'aruga, because those are usually planted in small areas, in small patches, so that would be normal. And you look at that, you see 5, you think, okay, there are 5 separated patches, and it does not look like kilayim. But zra'im, which are different, that you cannot plant in the aruga, for one of two reasons. Either, the Marafolda says, they're usually planted in very large fields, so smaller ones would give the appearance that they are intermingled. That's what the Marafolda says on the fourth wide line. Aval hani mili dbine yirakos, shederach lezoran ba'arugos. Aval mine zraim, shedarkon lezroa sade gedola, demechzike kilayim, lo. But mine zraim, that normally are planted in large fields, so if you put the small fields next to each other, it'll look like kilayim. So that's why zraim are excluded. If you look in the Rash Sirlio, he has a different reason. He says because the zraim have a very strong, I'm sorry, not the Rash Sirlio, the Rash. The Rash, which is quoted here by the by some of the Achronim. The Rash says because the Yenika, they have very strong nourishing powers in the ground, and they stay in there for a long time. And because of that, that's what makes Zroim different, right? That's what the Rasilia quotes the Rash. Kiven demashiluhu bepnei zaron, you leave it in the ground because of their seeds, so therefore it is not allowed. Only Yerakos, deshalfi minayo kol yoma, shochlen osam, right? The Yerakos you take out quickly, you're not leaving it in there for the seeds, so that's why it would be different, right? Here's the Lashon, said the last line. The Yenikasan gedola. Shum minzram ein zaron di nikasan gedola, or the language of the Rosh is alimi linatfei. So some type of the nourishing is different. So that's the chiluk of the Mishnah between zraim and yirakos. What exactly is the difference between zraim and yirakos? What's included in one? Well, so we've said before, maybe the zera are the ones that you want to eat the seeds, and the yirakos are the you want to eat the leaves. That's one chiluk. If you look in the Chidushei Talmidei HaRashba on Kilayim, so he wonders, Ulinin Mahim Advar Manikram Zroim, Umahim Advar Manikram Yerakos, Shehem Akadshim, Dover Zeh Lo Matzasi Mefurish. I'm not sure. I didn't find Mefurish exactly. How do you define Yerakos and Zroim? Ella de Mistavra, but this is what I think. Demashe Eina Osep Primamish, Ella Ikaran Alin Bilvad, what doesn't produce fruit, but the Iker are the leaves. The ha'alin, the echalin, the ikra, the leaves, and the leaves are what's eaten, those are called yirakos. Shere chazeres v'olshin, shemanu osam chachamim b'psachim b'yirakos kachim. Because if you look in Psachim daf lametes, where the chazal lists the vegetables that you could use on Pesach for maror, those are yirakos, those are chazeres and olshin, right, the types of endives, v'alkein, kruv, pegam, yarbuzin, blidash, all of those are yirakos, cabbage and the like. Aval kol davar she'ein ikar ha'ochel mimenu ha'alim, ela ha'pri, but if the leaves aren't the ikar, but some other type of produce that comes from this, so then ayosi mimenu hu nechal, but the pri is nechal, not the leaves, kagon afunin, vupulin, peas and the like, beans, v'chol mine kitnios, v'chein ha'bitzalim, v'hashumim, onions and garlics, kiven shehenos and pri, v'hapri ushenechal. It's the pri, it's the fruit, it's again not a fruit, what we call a fruit, but it's a product that comes out, not the leaves, so that would be called zraim. Vein ikar kavanasa machmas ha'alan ha'machmas ha'pri, eluhe nikram zraim. So that's what that's his chiluk. Again, he has a long piece, but that's his suggestion about what is a zera and what is a yerek. The Mishnah does now, back to the Mishnah, the Mishnah just does give a few examples. Chardal va'afunin hashufin. What about mustard seeds and the shufin beans? What are shufin? The Marafold has two deos. Either it means small or it means smooth. Either chalakim, shenirakein mishupid, they look like they have been smoothed out, bikli, they're very smooth on the outside, or ketanim. So the mustard seed and the small beans, min zraim. Those are zraim. Afunin hagamlonim min yarek. But the large beans, so those are, that would be a yarek. Why? They're called gamlonin. Gamlonin, so the Marafolda says, gidolim, lashon arami koron ledavar gadol gamlona. All big things are called gamlona, from the word gamal. Gamal, a camel is a big, large animal. So things that are huge, they call, wow, those are camel size. Right, that's gamlonin. Camels come up here and there in Chazal. We have it here, the afunim gamlonim. Remember in the Makkas, the gamla parcha, the flying camels. So you have to be choshish for flying camels when edim are one place and they're in the other place. There is a interesting comment of the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma talks about camels at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, where the pasuk says Yaakov Avinu sends to Esav. Vayihili shor vachamor tzon ve'eved v'shivcha. I have with me oxen and donkeys, sheep, avadim, and shvachos. But he did not say that he has gemalim, even though he had gemalim. Even though he had gemalim, right? Later on, pasaches, he has gemalim. So why didn't he say that he has gemalim? So this is the Meshech Chachma. The ha'inyan. Whenever he says ha'inyan, our ears have to open up wide. Ki ha'elokim asa es adam yashar. Because Hashem made Adam, made man yashar, right? The pasuk in Koheles. The Hema Bikshu Cheshbonos Rabim. And we made things crooked. We messed things up. Kitchila Sabriya Haya, because when we were first created, Kiyata Atzmo L'Tzara Tov Tameh, we would always choose the right thing. This sounds like the Ramban, that when we were created, we had Bechira, but no, we didn't really have Bechira. We were naturally ready to choose the correct choice, right? We yata asvel tzad atov tamid, right? The Ramban's lashon ki ha'adam haya ose betivo masherotli laasos. That's the Ramban's lashon. Rak continues the Meshech Chachma hayetzahara who meses b'fnei atzmo, but the yetzahara was an external force before the chait of Adam and Chava. So naturally we would do the right thing, but the yetzahara was an external force. Amnam kasher bo hanachash al Chava v'hito bazuama, but once the nachash came and literally impurified Chava, whatever that means, according to Chazal, that the yetzahara became part of us. Shenis arbavu hatov v'hara bo ba'atzmo, that the evil and the negative choices became part of me, Kamosha Tirgame Unkelis, like Unkelis says there, Mine Lameda Tavubish, Ad, so we started off perfectly, naturally, choosing the right thing, and then we impurified ourselves. But then until the Avos came, Acha Gimel Avos Biruru Vizikaku. Once the Avos came, they purified us again. Avra purified us, but he still had a little bit of Psoles, because he had Avram Yatsi Yishmael, Umi Yitzchak Esav, Ad Sheba Yaakov Hayi Mitaso Shleima. So Yaakov came, and all of it, everything that came out of Yaakov was Sadikim Mitaso Shleima. Kedamer Chazal, like Chazal say, the Etzem Nefesh Yisraeli No Telatuv, and then we came back again. That we were back to the levels of Adam Pri Chet. Rak Saar Sheba Yisav Shibun Malchias Ma'akev, but it's the external, the Shibun Malchias Saar Sheba Yisav. Also, he quotes, it's the hashpaos chitzonios, as is said in the footnote here, that were that came back. V'lachein mahani, and that's why he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, mani kfiya b'mitzvahs, k'divrei Rambam in Gerushin. V'harahu inyan b'fnei atzmo, lo ke'esa v'chaveira v'umos ha'olam, shenafsham ivsara. V'lachei v'chul. V'zeh, so what does that have to do with us? V'zeh sheshalach lo, that's what Yaakov was sending to Esav. Yeah, I was with Lavan for a while, but know that I was Mevarer. I was able to perfect my religious personality. Im Lavan Garti, Vitaryag Mitzvah Shamarti, Vahili Shor Vachamor. Shor is a purely kosher animal, and a chamor is a non-kosher animal without any kosher signs. Kiato Vahara Nifradimhim. Velo ki Gamal. Not like a Gamal. Has one Simon Tara, one Simon Tuma. Asher Darshu Chazal Bemedrash al Rivka Vatirkavana al Hagamalim. Ma Gamal Yishlo Siman Tuma. A Gamal chooses cud but doesn't have split hooves, I think. She has Menu Esav, Vechain Esav, Hu Achazir Meyar, and the pig is the opposite. The pig has split hooves but doesn't chew its cud. Kedisa Bemedrash, Ze Edom, She Etzlo Meurav, Hasimin Tuma Im Simon Tara. You, Edom, Esav, your simanim are all mixed up. You have some simanim tuma, some simanim of Tara. Again, Edom, they are, it's not Malagera, but they are Mafris Parsa. Shekibet Aviv Diimo Vaod. You have Simon Tara, right? You do keep it Avim, but you don't have the others. Vized Jerush Aruch Ein Kan Mekobo. So that's what he says Gamal symbolizes. He didn't want to mention Gamal because Gamal symbolizes Mi'urav, and what he's trying to tell Esav is that he was mevarer, the nitzotzot, so to speak. He helped perfect the spiritual personality which he was striving to achieve. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah gave examples of what are Zrayim and what are Yerakos. So you have the big beans and the small beans. Next, Govel, Shaya Gavoa Tefach, Vinismites. We spoke about in the last parak. In the last Mishnah, that if there is a border, so that allows you to plant more inside, right? If you just have an aruga that's 6 by 5 by 5, 6 by 6, you can plant 5 in the middle. If you have an area that was raised up, it becomes 8 by 8, then you can plant a lot more. I think it was 13. But what happens if you have that border and then it started getting less, like the started shrinking? So it was gavoa tefach v'nismaita. Then if it became smaller, kasher, says the Mishnah, you could still leave it as is. You don't have to rip out all the plants that are there because kasher mitchilaso. It was originally kasher, and the Chazon Ish writes, and it's still nikar that it used to be a tefach. People could tell that it collapsed. It doesn't look like somebody knew that you just planted now. So because that's nikar like that, so therefore it still doesn't have an issue of marasayin. It doesn't look like it is mi'urav. As we'll see in the Gemara, you still can't plant anything new. But we're just talking about the what has already been planted. Continuing, hatelem ba'amas hamayim. If you have a furrow, like a ditch, a long ditch that's going through ba'amas hamayim, or an aqueduct of water, which obviously doesn't have water in it anymore. It had dried up, so it looks like a furrow. Shena mukin tefach, they're a tefach deep. So just like we said that if you have a rim that is raised a tefach, you could plant on it, and that could function as something that would allow you to plant more, at least on the edges, even though it'll limit the middle, as we saw. So if you have this faro, or arasamayan, that's tefach deep, zaron latochan, shlosha zaronim, echad mikan, vechad mikan, vechad beemsa. You could plant three in this area. Where exactly, how are you planting the three? So that is the machlokas we've shown him here. How you are planting the three. If you look at the Rambam sounds like you could plant them right next to each other. One on the top rim, one on the other side, and one inside. Right? Therefore, they're right next to each other. One inside on each of the sides, on top, and one in the middle. So that's what the Rambam says in Perek Dalad, Halacha Dalad, Hatelem O'amas Hamayim, Shema Mukim Tefach. They're a tefach deep. It does not say in the Mishnah how wide the telem or the amas hamayim is. So the Rambam does not say. So if they're tefach deep, zaron latocha shlosha mini zeronim, echad al sfas hatelem mikan, ve'echad mikan, ve'echad be'emsa. That's the Rambam. If you look in the Mari Kirkus points out that the Rash on our Mishnah does not say that. The Rash, the Rashbi Shatz on our Mishnah says that it must be that the amas hamayim or the telem is six tfachim wide, and then you could plant all on the bottom of the telem inside one and one with a 1.5 tefach distance between each one. Like we said earlier, if you have a 1.5 tefach in between, remember I said between fields that you need more. Between fields you need six tfachim, but if you need between just separate growths, you need less. That's the Rashi. You need 1.5 tefach between each one, and the whole, the rochav, is six tfachim, and they're all planted inside. And the chiddush then, what's the chiddush then, if they're 1.5 inside? So you might have thought, like we saw earlier, when you have a fence around an area, so that is chovesh, and that makes it worse. Because if you have a fence around an area, then you can only plant one inside, because that unifies everything inside. So that's the chiddush of the Rash, that this telem is not like a fence. It's not chovesh what is inside. So that's what the Bari Kirkus says. V'tzorach ben kol zera v'zera, he quotes this from the Rash. Tefach u'mechsa, v'telem ha'vishisha tvachim, v'zorea l'rochba, v'amas amayim, zorea l'rochba, shegam hishisha tvachim. U'bay denok ha'namuka tefach, kol shekinim ena amuka, l'rabusa nok ha'namuka. D'ika demanda asar. Rabbeinu lo bi'er davar, lo b'mishnah, lo b'kan, lo b'zu. The Rambam does not have this pshat, so today is in the Rishonim, how exactly to understand this telem. Is it a wide one on the bottom, or is it not? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, kol minei zroim, all different types of zroim, as we said, cannot be planted in the aruga, only minei yarakos. Chardol va'afunin ha'shufim min zroim. We said chardol and the small afunin, so they are considered zroim. What about the next line? So the afalpi, says the rasiolio, he adds in the phrase afalpi. Afalpi shazaron liyarek. What if I cross plant, meaning I use the zera or the yerek, but I have the other purpose in mind. So says the Gemara, in this direction, if you have the zraim, then even if you're planting it for the yerek, so let's go with the Rashi's pshat, that usually, you know what the difference between the zera and the yerek is, because you're going to leave it in there longer, because it's going to take a lot of unika. So what if you're not going to leave it in there longer? You're only going to plant it for a short amount of time, and then you're going to take it out. Or it's for whatever other reason. So even though she's only yerek, ein nosu nosu al gabi aruga. Even if you have yerek kavanas in mind, so you might think, oh, if I'm planting it as a yerek, I should be able to plant it in the aruga. I want to eat the leaves. No, lo plug. We don't say it is allowed. You don't put it on the aruga. You don't put it on the aruga. You're not allowed to put it in. Why? The Bara Folda says, because everybody knows that nobody does this. Stamayhu lezera zaranosan. Even if you have in mind for the yerek, we might see the principle of batladaito. So in this direction, if you have zraim that you want to plant as yerakos, it does not work, because nobody plants the zraim things as yerakos. We'll get back to the batladaito. Let's just finish the line. Says the Gemara, ha'af the other way, ha'afunin ha'gamlonim, right, the big peas, the big beans, upola mitzri. So those aren't as clear that they're always planted for Yerako. So then it depends. Shazaron Lazera, if you planted him Lazera, meaning you make it more Chamor, then you're right. Enos and Osalagabi Aruga, then you cannot. But we don't say, oh, it's always Lakula. These things. No, if you planted him Lazera, it will be Machmir. Zeron Liyarek, Enos and Osalagabi Aruga, but only if you planted him Liyarek, then you could plant it on the Aruga. So that's those items. Vishar Zeronigina Shenu Nechalim, the other types of Zeronigina, right? We had that earlier in the Masechta, that are not edible. Aval Bisha Zeron Lezera, Nosar Salgav Aruga. These other Zeronigina, then no matter what, you're able to plant them in the Aruga, right? Because nobody plants them for their seeds. Nobody plants them for their seeds. Even if you do, we would say, Batla Daito. Batla Daito Eitzo Kaladam. That is a principle that even if I do something, but I don't take into account what I'm doing personally, because I say I'm a vatla my das. That's a concept that comes up in numerous places in Shas. If you look in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Sadi Beis, it talks about how one goes and carries things on Shabbos. So usually, if you carry things in your, you know, with your hands, so that's usur on Shabbos. But what if you carry things in an unusual way? If you're motzi masui, the Gemara says in Shabbos, amarav bishum rebchia. Hamotzi masui b'shabbos al rosho. If you carry something on your head on Shabbos, chayev chatos, then you're chayev a karban. Why? Chayev a karban means it's an issur daraisa. Shekin anshei hutzal osin kein, because anshei hutzal carry on their heads. So therefore, if you carry on your head, it's going to be asur daraisa. Ask the Gemara, anshei hutzal ruba da alma. Anshei hutzal, what that determines what the whole world does. Right, that's their rove. Eliyim or Hachiyim or no? This is what Rav meant to say. Amar Rav Mishmar Bzeira Echon mi bnei Hutzal shehotzi matzi al rosha b'shabes chayiv. If somebody from Hutzal carried on their head, they're going to be chayiv. Shekain bnei Iro osin kain, because that's what his that's what his city does. Say so ask the Gemara. V'tibatol daito eitzol kaladam. I don't understand. His das, you should say bala daito. Just because somebody does something strange, if he's perfected it, then it's normal for him. Or even if it's whole city, it should be bala daito. So the Gemara says, this is what it should say. Hamotzi masi arosho patur. If you carry something on your head, you're patur. V'imtim salomar anche hutzal osinke. What about anche hutzal? Batla daito eitzokal adam. So, batla daito. So, we don't take that into account. If you remember, we had this discussion. That's one place, in Shabbos. We had this discussion back on Daf Aleph. Back on Daf Aleph, a month ago, almost, when we discussed people is the Zunin. Remember the Zunin? That was Kelayim with Chitim, or not Kelayim with Chitim. It was a type of Chitim that strayed, if you remember, Vatizne. And the Gemara said, Zunin, but it's not edible. It's not edible. So the Gemara says, no, there are places that keep the Zunin for the doves. And then we spoke about Bekaim Kotsim Bekarim, those who keep the thorns. Again, there also. Right? Where else does this come up? This comes up in brachas, right, about wine. What if somebody, the Gemara says at the beginning of the sixth parak, remember that Gemara, about kviya suuda, the Gemara says, what happened if somebody is koveya suuda on wine? Somebody's koveya suuda on wine. So the Gemara says, you should bench, right, near ihachi nirachale shalosh brachos, lokavi inshi suuda sayu alayhu. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yisrael Rava, ikava alavi suuda sayu mai. What if somebody is koveya suuda on wine, should they bench? So the Gemara says, amalei l'kishe yavo eliyo v'yomar, ihavi kviyusa. We could ask Eliyahu Navi when he comes. Hashtamiya, baladaito itza kaladam. But now baladaito is not normal to be koveya suuda on that. So, Batla Daito. And there's a Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah about if you put stuff on the floor of your Sukkah and you plan to leave it there, so we would say Batla Daito. Oh, interesting. What exactly, what's the mechanism? How does that work? Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. Like, how does that, what's the lumdus? So, is it that we assume because Rove of the world does something, so then everyone else is Nigrar? And we assume deep down, let's say, the hard one is the Shabbos one, because that's a maisa that people do. But let's say most other things, batla daito has to do with da'as ha'adam. So do we say that a person's da'as is nigrar, and even though, you know, he says it, but, you know, maybe he's not doing it b'leiv shalem, or no? Even if we, Eliyahu HaNavi would come, and a Navi would come, and we say, this is what he's thinking, this is his da'as. We know exactly what he's thinking. Still, it doesn't have an effect. Doesn't have an effect. Gamim klapi shmaya galya shubito b'leif shalem v'yava eliyo v'yomar shalo yachzer bo, still lo nisbatel. It doesn't work, right? That's a chakira of the Birchas Avram. In the beginning of Sukkah, how do you look at batla batla daito. Or let's say somebody eats in an unusual way. The Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Beis HaOtzar in Mareches Aleph Klal Ayin Beis, Daha deloshe kederach achila, so lo chashav achila. If you eat something in an unusual way, it's not called eating. Ein hadavar zeh noy ba'achila levad. It's not only about eating. Ki im gam b'chol ha'asios shebekasov. All asios, all actions that the pasuk talks about, be'inon sheyaseh ha'maisa kederach asiyasa. The Torah talks about and demands or forbids normal actions. Vim ein osa osa kederach asiyasa, ein alamaisa shem asiyah hahu. Ve'eno bechlal asiyah hanomar bakasif. Because the Torah always talks about just normal asiyos. Rabbi Chanan also says this in Psachim and Os Tzadivav, Dizel klal gadol, ki kol dini ha-Torah lo nemru rak b'kedarkan, dilo shelo kedarkan, umishimachi, ha-ochal shelo kederach achila pater. If you eat in an unusual way, you'll be pater. That's not called an eating. V'chein b'achila shel mitzvah, shelo kederach, lo kiyem ha-mitzvah. V'chein b'yisuriach malacha, imasan shelo kederach pater. So again, that's the Torah only goes by regular, normal eating. That's what the Torah recognizes. So otherwise, it's batla daito. So here, if somebody does something unusual in the way that they plant, we say batla daito. We don't take into account their actions. Viter. Nismai kasher. So the Mishnah said that if the tefach rim perimeter around got smaller and sunk a little bit, it's still kasher. Amar bi'imi, hadadat amar lizram shebo. That only applies to what's already grown in it. You can't plant something new there. That would be not allowed. Avar v'zara, if you did, what if you did? What if you did plant something new? So the Gemara says, since what's still already there, you didn't take out what's already mutter. Since you planted new, but now it's all mixed up with what is already mutter, since what's already there is mutter, so too what you did. You did it illegally. You weren't allowed to do it, but it is still mutter, because what was already there is mutter, so this is mutter as well. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked an interesting question. What happens if you planted new, and illegally. So now it's all mutter. But then you took out some. So nicha ne'ekru hashniyim, if the new stuff you uprooted first, harishon and mutar, the first ones obviously still mutter. The first ones that were there already from originally, nothing changed. But what about nekru harishonim? What if you now uprooted the growths that grew bisman heter? So, and the only things that are left are the new growths. Hashniyim mahin. So what about the new growths? Look at the Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Kivan shenizru ba'odan rishonim zruin bo. Do you say on the one hand, since you planted them when the first ones were still there, v'hayamotu l'kayman, and at that moment you could leave them, shuv lo yesru, so they did not become nesar. O dilma, or do we say, me'achar v'hutra yidei rishonim? It was only mutter because of the rishonim, so once the allowance, once the matir was not there anymore, Mishane Akru Elu Harishonim, but the Latiran Shalshniyim Vasulakaima. Right, do we say that the heter, the sibas haheter is lost, so they become usher. So, or the language of the stipler in the way that he formulates this question. Where's the Elashin? Kol Shechal Alav Din Machmas Davar Acher. Do we say Kolshin is Batil Oso Davar? If something is chal on this item because of something else, so do we say once that something else is removed, the chalos is removed? Even though nothing itself changed, only something outside it changed. So that's the question. So the Gemara says, Nishmeina Menada will quote from a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim, totally different area of halacha. Let's try to prove it from a Mishnah in Kalim. Hamita, if somebody has a tameh bed. The days of old, you put beds into the mikvah, all items became tamei, right? The four could become tamei, four things could become tamei. Ochel umashkin, adam v'kelim. Those are the four things. This is a kli. So amita shenit lushti arucho shalav. So a bed was tamei, and a bed, let's say, has four poles, right? The two long ones and the two short ones. So nit lushti arucho shalav, you took off the two long poles. Vasala sachadashos, you put in new boards on the length. Veloshidas had a kavim, but you didn't change the holes, meaning you could just as easily take out the new ones and put the old ones back. So then, nishtabra chadashos tamei, if the new ones broke, then the bed is still tamei. Why? Because you could just put the old ones, back in. Veyishanos tahora. But if the old ones broke, and you're never going to be able to put that back, then that bed becomes tahar. Shakol holech achar yishanos, because everything goes by the yishanos. If the yishanos are still existent and you can put it back, then the bed is still tameh. If the yishanos break, then it's going to be, then the bed becomes tahar. Sahada amra. So you see, the yishanos affect the chadashos. Sahada amra. So we would say the same thing here. Nekru ashniim harishonim mutarin. If the second ones, the new ones, that's like the chadashos, they are uprooted, and the first ones, nothing. They've always been mutar, and they remain mutar. Nekru harishonim hashniim asurim. But once the first ones are gone, then the second ones now become tameh. Period. There's more to talk about that, but if you look in the Ar HaYashar in the back, he wonders how we could compare a Hilchas Kalim to Hilchas Raim. Isser mituma lo yalfinan, the Gemara says, okay, not for now. Reb Yonah, Amar Reb Zeira, Vereb Imi, Traveo, Mishmei Reb Yochanan, they each said something in the name of Reb Yochanan. Chad Amar Somchen Legedev, Somchen Legovel, one said that you're allowed to be somech right up to a fence, but you're not allowed to be, as we've said, if you have a fence in between, you could plant things right on the sides of the fence, but not next to a govel, next to this rim, right? You're allowed to have a heter on top of it, but not right next to it. The Charana Amar Govel Shesmayit Kasher, Hagedah Shesmayit Pasol. And the other one said, but there's a kula the other way. A govel, as we said in the Mishnah, if it shrinks a little bit, it's still kasher for whatever it allowed. But a fence that becomes smaller than 10 tefachim, so that's pasol. V'lo yadin mana rada, mana rada. And I wasn't sure which of these people, Reb Zeira, Reb Imi, who said what in the name of Reb Yochanan. Min ma da amar Reb Yossi, Reb Zeira, Reb Shem, Reb Yochanan, somchem legedev, and somchem legovel. But once I heard that Reb Zeira, Reb Yossi, Reb Zeira was the one that said somchem legedev, havi Reb Imi, then I knew Reb Imi said the other one. Du amar gol shes by kosher, hagedev shes by pasul. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start by next time with Amar Reb Yossi. Maybe we'll talk about the Isser Mituma Lo Yalfinan at the beginning of the next year, and then we get into more Rosh Tur discussions on tomorrow's daf.